This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's energy companies are struggling as oil prices plunge during the pandemic. Extraction Oil and Gas filed for bankruptcy yesterday. Bernadette Johnson is an analyst with Enverus. She says the company's debt put it in a tough spot heading into the pandemic.
Extraction was on that list of companies that the market was watching to see how they weathered the storm and if they were able to.
Extraction says it's working on a restructuring plan with its lenders. Colorado voters will decide on at least two new tax questions in November. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
In the final days of its session, the state legislature has put two significant questions on November's ballots. One would repeal the Gallagher Amendment, which affects property tax rates. Without a change, the law will likely reduce residential property taxes, and that loss of revenue would hurt school budgets. The repeal effort has strong bipartisan support. Lawmakers also will ask voters to approve significantly higher taxes on cigarettes and introduce new taxes on vaporizer products. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado's State History Museum will reopen next Monday. History Colorado Center has been closed since March 12th because of COVID-19. Visitors will be required to buy tickets in advance for specific times, and they must wear masks to limit the spread of the coronavirus. All 8 History Colorado museums will resume in-person visits. A John Denver exhibit will open at the center in Denver. CDOT says some full closures will periodically affect westbound I-70 tomorrow morning, starting at 10 near Mount Vernon Canyon, west of C-470. Officials say they are completing rock scaling in the canyon and that crews will close the road for 10 minutes at a time to do the work and then clear the roadway of rocks and debris. They say the road will be open between scaling operations and it's expected to continue into the afternoon. This is CPR News. More All Things Considered on the way. A Supreme Court ruling today may have an immediate effect on actions taken by the Trump administration. That includes a rule change that removed discrimination protections for LGBTQ+ in healthcare. That story in about 5 minutes here on CPR News. Temperatures in the 90s across much of Colorado and red flag warnings continue until late this evening for the western slope and central mountains.